What's up, Sixers fans? Welcome to a new episode of Sixers in Six, your six-minute podcast on what's going on in the world of the Philadelphia 76ers. Well, I try and get it around 6 minutes. Don't blame me if I go a little bit over, a little bit less. But before I jump into things, don't forget, subscribe to Liberty Ballers Podcast Network. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, we are there. And of course, check us out at libertyballers.com. So this one, all about Joel Hans Embiid, dominant yet again, named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. He put up 43.3 points, 10.3 rebounds over the three games. Of course, the Sixers wound up going 2-1. But man, he was just friggin' awesome in the 131-113 win over the Charlotte Hornets. 53 points, 12 rebounds, shot 20 of 32, dominated the game from wherever he was, inside, outside, especially down low on the block. The Hornets had no answer for him. And we're starting to see Embiid really find his footing, right? And you look at what happened in the offseason when Daryl Morey and Doc Rivers basically told us at Media Day at the start of camp that he's dealing with plantar fasciitis, left him basically immobile throughout a lot of the offseason. He didn't really get a chance to train, didn't get a chance to come in tip-top shape. And we saw him start off a little bit slow. If you look back at the first month of the season, again, although very good, he had that 40-point game in the loss against San Antonio in the third game of the season for the Sixers, but wasn't the Joel we were accustomed to. Now we're starting to see that. This MVP-level guy, he leads the league in scoring at 33.4 points. He's averaged 41.3 points, 10.5 rebounds since we got into December. And you look at what he's been able to do and where he's getting to. This is obviously a great sign for the Sixers, given the fact that they've been so up and down, right? Sitting at 14-12 right now, although that is good for at least a playoff spot, sitting at fifth in the conference. And you look at the fact that they've dealt with these injuries, right? You had Harden out of the lineup, and you're going to hear from him in a second here. Maxi should be back here in the next couple of weeks, at least getting back on the court. Now is the time for the Sixers to go on a run. They got five more games left on this homestand, which is a total of seven matchups at home. They got Sacramento on Tuesday. That'll be tough against De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis. Then you got, obviously, the Warriors coming in on Friday, which should be a great one, although Golden State sitting at just 2-11 on the road at the time of this recording. Then you got Toronto, Detroit, and the LA Clippers. So this is an opportunity for the Sixers to really start padding up some wins, getting on the right side of the standings, getting up towards the top three or four. Although, again, you're looking at the fact that Boston and Milwaukee already have a little bit of separation there. The Sixers can start to make their move. And obviously, the guy who's going to be at the forefront of that is Joel Embiid. Here's what James Harden had to say after the win over Charlotte last night in terms of how amazed he is with what the big fella can do.
I'm 6'5", 6'6". He's 6'11", and can move like a guard. I mean, it's pretty special to see. You know what I mean? He gets to the basket, you know, he draws so much attention. You know, it's just someone that's crazy. It's crazy to be that big and being able to move like that.
And by the way, Harden was great in that win last night as well. Shot effectively at 50% from the field, 19 points, 16 dimes. A lot of those obviously came to Embiid, and 9 rebounds. So just one board short of a triple-double. But if you're looking at where the Sixers are at this point, and I said this before on the podcast, I was expecting them to start off a little bit slowly, just given the fact that they had all these new players coming in, figuring out rotations, schemes, systems, strengths, weaknesses. You can go down the line. But now I think they're starting to form an identity. And PJ Tucker said this, Joel Embiid said this before the season started, that this team is going to be the best defensive team in the league. And if you look at the underlying numbers, starting to trend in that direction, if not already there, right? They're sitting at number 4 in the league in defensive rating at 109.5. You look at the fact that teams aren't shooting that great against Philly from the outside. The Sixers lead the league in opponent 3-point percentage. So things starting to trend in that direction. And of course, you got Joel protecting things on the back end, which gives you that anchor, gives you that, you know, pillar in the back that is making sure teams aren't getting easy hoops. And Matisse Thybulle, a guy who we thought would be out of the rotation, has actually played himself back in. And he's been, again, not really able to do much in terms of scoring, but has done a pretty effective job being not only a one-on-one defender, but a team defender. And obviously guys like Melton, Tucker, and Daniel House bought in to do that as well. But looking at where the Sixers really need to sharpen up, I still think it's on the offensive end, right? And the number's not great, given the fact that, yeah, you're missing Embiid, Harden, and Maxey for the majority of the season, although Embiid hasn't missed too much time compared to the other two. But looking at that, I think that's where the Sixers really need to sharpen things up, right? PJ Tucker wasn't bought in to be an offensive juggernaut, but if you look at the fact the Sixers starting lineup has still been amongst the best in the league in terms of total points when they got their best five there. And I imagine Tucker start to get a little bit more open looks now that Harden's back, especially in his signature corner threes. So I think that's where this team is going to need to step up. This team is going to need to close out games. This has been an issue the last couple of years where that bench came in and man, you started to get scared off. Harden also talked about that in the win over Charlotte on Sunday as well.
Maybe the second quarter. Fourth quarter, I think we did a really good job, you know, keeping it double digits. But, you know, his aggressiveness, you know, and then I keep telling the second unit when I'm in with those guys that, you know, we got to learn, we got to build trust in each other and learn to where, you know, he puts us in a game, started a second quarter, started a fourth quarter, whatever lead we got to build that lead, you know what I mean? And that's how you build trust. That's how you build team chemistry. So I think these last few games, we've been doing that to where we start the fourth quarter, we build leads, and, you know, it makes everybody's job a lot easier.
All right, so here we go. Again, I mentioned five more games coming up on this homestand. Then you do have a bit of an easier road trip, although they got a couple of games against New Orleans towards the end of the month and early January. But you look at some of those opponents, the Knicks, been decent, but that should be a win on Christmas. Then you got the Wizards, that one game against the Pels that I mentioned. The Pelicans have been, let's be honest, fantastic, leading the Western Conference, sitting at 18-8. And then after that, you got games sprinkled in with OKC, Indiana, Chicago, back-to-back against Detroit. Then you got OKC, Utah, a Lakers team that can't find its footing. The Sixers will be taking on the Lakers and Clippers on their West Coast road trip in mid-January. So again, this is going to be an opportunity now where the Sixers should be able to win something like 10 out of their next 12, right? And let's just say they do that. Then you're sitting at 24-14. That's where people expected them to be. And if they're sitting at around 25, 26, 27 wins come time for the 41 game mark, which is the halfway point of the season, I think things will start to turn around. The mood around the Sixers will be happier. Although let's be honest, the Eagles are going to be number one until their season go either they caps off with a Super Bowl or they end up coming up short in the playoffs. So again, I think the Sixers will start to get some more energy, some more hoopla around them. Obviously it's a great time to be in Philly as a sports fan. You got the Eagles doing what they're doing. The Sixers are now starting to come up and come together. You get to watch Joel Embiid every night. The Phillies are making their moves. Of course the Flyers stink, but that's a topic for another day. That'll do it for this episode of Sixers and Six. It's a quick beat reporter type style podcast for you. Just kind of giving you some look into the insights of what's going on around the Sixers. Don't forget, subscribe to Liberty Ballers Podcast Network. You can catch us wherever you get your fix. If you got any feedback for me, don't hesitate. You can hit me up at JazzKang21 on Twitter. That's JASKANG21.